When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. And I wash them all down the drain. Now, we have, when I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my clothing. Now, somehow that just didn't seem to be right, because then you pick your clothing up in the morning and put them on, put your troubles on again. Now, I can't see that that's too invaluable a thing. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. So that means you got to take a shower every night before you go to bed. Now, how many of you take showers before you go to bed every night? Ha, 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 ha. It wouldn't hurt you, but it's not necessary. Because that way you don't have the lovely body odor, the lovely self of yourself to sleep with. Because who wants to go to sleep with a bar of soap, really, you know? Or shampoo. I mean, that's kind of silly. Or underarm deodorant, you know. Who wants to go to sleep with that sort of a chemical preparation? You know, it's like, you know, what's his name, Napoleon? Mm-hmm. He said to Josephine, "I'm coming home in a couple of weeks. Please don't take a bath. I want all of that precious you there when I come home." Well, that's not what we're really talking about here, but it sounds interesting. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. Now, have you got a better suggestion? When I go to bed, I leave my troubles somewhere else. I give them to my wife. I give them to my husband. That would be sort of foolish, wouldn't it?
I drain it in the shower.
You what?
I drain the troubles in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have any.
But that's not going to go along with my talk. My talk is when I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. I mean, if I say I don't have any troubles, which is what we really should say, then I wouldn't have any reason for talking here. You know how that is. So let's give me a little reason for talking. Okay. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. Okay, so I go to bed, and the first thing I say, or what's the first thing any of you say? I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. The minute you start saying, I'm the pure white light of love, I'm surrounded by harmonious beings, you're starting to work. What you want to do when you go to bed is you want to start to be at peace. You want to relax. And Ellen made a big yawn right then just because peace made her feel so relaxed. But you want to relax. So when I go to bed, I relax. And do you think I want to take my troubles to bed with me? I don't know that I have any troubles, but I mean, do you think I want to take things that cause me to be creative and imaginative when I go to bed? Well, you say, that's not a bad idea. Well, yes, it is. When you go to bed, all of the wonderful projects you've worked during the day, just leave them alone. Leave them alone. And be like Pontius Pilate. He washed his hands of the whole thing. And Macbeth's wife, she tried to wash the blood spot off her hand, but the damn spot wouldn't go. We cannot get rid of things, because every time we enunciate things, we endorse them, we support them, we allow them to continue. I don't have a cold, I don't have a cold, I don't have a cold. And consciousness says, oh, you have a cold, you have a cold. Why would you be saying I don't have a cold if you didn't have a cold? I'm not poor, I'm not poor, I'm not poor. But why don't you say I'm wealthy? Hey, why don't we do that? The law says when you say I'm not poor, that you're poor. Then you say I'm not wealthy, you know, then you're wealthy. Okay? So, yes, Ellen, this sounds ludicrous. It sounds totally unrighteous, but it is the way it goes. The principle does not know what?
The not.
It does not know not. The principle only knows
yes.
Yes. So, we want to have the principle working for us. So when I go to bed, I leave all thinking, which would be creative, which would be dynamic, which would be wonderful, which would probably get a lot of work done during my sleep, I leave it alone. I leave it alone. Now, you say, Herb, you've spoken differently in the past. Yes, I have. I speak with forked tongue. I have many suggestions. I'll go this way or that way, depending upon what story I'm telling. Now, think about it. If you really would like to solve your problem, then enunciate your problem just before you go to bed, and then you'll think about it all night long. And maybe you'll have a solution, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll just be real tired in the morning. However, what is our purpose in being here on earth?
Be myself and have
fun. Be yourself and have fun. Now, does that mean you're supposed to work all night long?
No.
No. So, be, huh?
Could be.
What's this?
Work could be fun.
No. Let's just think work is something that is not fun, but work is something laborious.
Okay.
It takes a little extra effort. Now, if I say to you, Ellen, let's go to the fair. I want to go for a ride on the Ditsy-Doo. And you say, oh, great. So then you turn to John, and you say, John, we're going to the fair. We're going to ride on the Ditsy-Doo. You coming? Oh, that's work. Why is that work? He says, I operate that concession. And he says, it's no fun for me to go on that concession because I'm always thinking, do I hear a loose bolt? Do I hear? I'm alert to my job. And let me go on another one, any other ride, because it's not mine, but that's my ride. And I'm naturally alert to it, and I'm concerned about it. So you see, this is what happens when you go to bed like Einstein and you think about the theory of relativity, which you didn't know you were thinking about. But when you think about it, then it comes to you, and you write it down. And so then the next day, or months, or even a year, you're pondering what this theory is that you have written down, what it really means. He didn't instantly come into the realization it was a theory of relativity. As the story goes and the telling goes, it sounds like that's so. But hey, no way. It took him a while to figure out what he had found. Madame Curie, you know Madame Curie? What did she develop?
Radium.
Well, now, did she instantly know what radium was good for? Did she instantly know how radium could be used? Did she instantly know the benefits that radium would have for science and industry and health? She had no idea. It was a mistake, wasn't it? Was it a mistake?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, it just happened.
That's right. It just happened. It wasn't a mistake. It just happened. But it was a cause put in motion that perhaps she was looking for something. She had the wisdom to recognize it when it came, though. And, of course, having the wisdom to recognize it when it comes is very important. But now, when I go to bed, I leave my troubles in the shower. Okay, when I go to bed, I leave my troubles in the shower. Now, what I'm doing is I am thinking I am peace, I am harmony, I am love, I am joy, and just let that mellowness be you. And then at night, you will have happy dreams, you'll be relaxed, you'll sleep soundly and well, you won't wake up until you wake up. A lot of people wake up four or five times during the night, and they don't realize it. And in waking up four or five times during the night, they wake up in the morning, I don't know why I'm so tired. I slept 8 hours, you know. Well, they really didn't. They were up and down and up and down mentally because their mind was alert to things. It was working out projects. It was working out great dimensions. But I suggest to each of us that if we give our life to our calling, we will be happy people. Now, if we give our life to our calling, we'll be happy people. Now, what does that mean? Doesn't matter. If we give our life to our calling, we'll be happy people. But if we don't give our life to our calling, we will be unhappy people. Therefore, if we worry about our work, if we worry about our job, if we worry about working in the factory or working on the computer or the typewriter or anything we may be doing, if we are worried about it, if it is distressing our mind, it's not fun. It is not natural. It is not good work. Anytime you worry about anything, you are cutting yourself off from the free flow of experiencing it, okay? So, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We cut ourselves off from the free flow of expressing our genius at work, in our activities, in our daily work, because at night we take our problems to bed with us. When a man comes home from work, or a woman, and she eats her dinner, working on her papers there, working on her papers, then she sits in front of the television to catch the latest news, the garbage, you know, and working on her papers and working on her papers. She crawls in bed and she sits there for another 10 minutes working on the papers, and then she slides down and goes to sleep. What is she doing? She's burning herself up. He's burning himself up. It's not that they can't do the work. It's that they don't trust themselves. The world will go around if they don't do those things. Mm-hmm. The world will continue to churn and be very happy. And in fact, all of their co-workers are out having a party. But she went home because she had to get this paperwork done. Why did she have to get the paperwork done? Because she thought she had to get it done. She has to get it done by tomorrow, or else she won't submit it in time for the bid to be accepted. Well, maybe she's not supposed to submit it in time for the bid to be accepted. Or maybe she should have gotten busy earlier if she really wanted the job. Or. Always remember, if you cannot do your work in an 8-hour day or whatever the amount of time that you got for your work, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. Should every person be able to come home from their work, whatever it may be, and have time for themselves? Mm-hmm. Should the mother be able to sit in front of the television or read a book or do something like that after she has put the children to bed, or after she's made supper?
Sure.
Who should serve supper?
Papa.
Papa, sure. Mm-hmm. Who should serve supper is the kids, are the kids. Or the dog, you know, or anybody else. But Papa. I can see why Alias decided that you were no fun anymore. Yeah. He came home from work, worked hard, counting millions of dollars, and then Ellen says, will you please set the table and serve it, please?
And
he puts on his special uniform. Oh, that's why those were special there. Uh-huh. And then he serves her. And, of course, what is she doing? She's wearing her diamond tiara and her beautiful gown, you know,
yeah. All
the sequins on it.
Yeah.
Oh, who is that? Whoopi Goldberg, you know. Just having a ball. Yes. So, this is what happens when we don't learn how to enjoy life. Now, what would happen, Ellen, if I were to take you and take you to a desert island, nice desert island, it has everything, and just tucks you there, and say, Ellen, I'll be back for you in 3 years.
That's long.
That's long. No, I have to make it long enough to make it interesting. So, what would happen to Ellen's work?
Oh.
It would get done.
Somebody would do it.
Right. What would happen to Ellen's dog?
Somebody would take care of it.
Somebody would take care of it. What would happen to Ellen's sister?
Well, she would take care of herself now.
What would happen to Ellen's daughter and son and their children? Yeah. You see, what would happen to all these things that need your guidance and your direction and your... That's what I'm saying, no. It's easy to say no when you're sure that there's no desert island out there. But I showed you one on my computer, remember, on that screen saver that they have. It's beautiful. You'll have to see that. It's gorgeous. And I saw it down at the computer store, and I said, do I have that too? He says, if you got Apple, you got that. And so I pulled it up. But you see, we get so important, so self-important, that we forget that what our work is to do is to be ourselves and have fun. Our work is to enjoy it. Now, if you go in your office, Ellen, and you whistle while you work, then you're great. But if you go in your office and moan and holler and gripe and bitch, you know, then, hey, it's no fun for you nor anybody else. Right? Ellen, what is the most destructive word in the universe? It's two letters.
No.
That's right. Give her a little hint there. No. No, I can't do this. No, I won't do that. No, it doesn't work. No, you can't. Why is it that I teach you to use the three-letter word?
Yes.
Everything is possible. Everything is possible. And that's why I'm suggesting that we always use the three-letter word, because that's where it is. That's what it's all about. The three-letter word, everything is possible. Now, that's what we want to base our life on. But the fun part, not that it's a drudgery or a tough job to do something that's possible just because it's possible. It should be just falling off a cake, falling off a log, eating a piece of cake. There you have those little phrases that sometimes get out of line. So, this is what it means. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in the shower. I just rinse them off and let them go. Down the drain. And they're no longer my problem. They're no longer anything I have to be concerned about. I wake up in the morning. Is the problem going to bother me during the night? Only if I think about it. So I wake up in the morning, and what happens usually?
Gone.
It's gone. It's gone. You know, we laugh at how things work. We laugh at how things progress in life. But the September 11th incident at the Twin Towers, this one company, it was written up in Business Week magazine, it was very, very famous, very, very popular. And two brothers and two best friends were running the company. And they were just happy guys. They would all go fishing together. They'd all bring their families together. They were just, you know, enjoying what they were doing. Each was using their particular expertise to its ultimate. And none of the others were telling them how to do their job, because they allowed each person, and their company, whoosh! Well, the Twin Towers went down, and two of the guys went with it. They were at work. And they were such lovable, nice guys, you know, everybody really missed them. The family said, oh my gosh, you know. And so, immediately, the other two and their families, the wives, the daughters, the sons, everybody in the family came down and switched the business from this location to this location, even though 130 of their people were killed. You know, switched the business from this location to this location. And within 24 hours, they had the business up and running. And they were servicing a wider network of people because many people needed them. And they were far away from any terrorist activity that they felt might endanger them, and they're working as a team. They were so busy, they didn't have time to mourn. They only had time to say, boy, these guys sure set this thing up nicely. They sure did a good job. Everything they did was fine. And they had only praise for the people who went, you know, and it was really quite a story. And it says, we'll still go out yachting together. We'll still go traveling together. We'll still go doing these things together. But we were such a close-knit, not family, the two brothers and the two other guys, you know, but they were like brothers. We were so close-knit that it's just hard to imagine us not being there. But you see, they could worry. They could have taken their problem to bed with them. They go, what do I do now? But instead of that, they said, peace, peace, peace. And when they said peace, they went to sleep. And the next morning, without worrying, they had the solutions to exactly everything to do. And they instantly went to forth and did it. Now, that's pretty good, isn't it? But you see, this is why when I go to bed, I leave my troubles in the shower. This is why everybody, when you go to bed at night, leave your troubles. They don't exist for you. And just say peace, peace, peace. And as you say peace, 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 then you are relaxed and you are at peace with yourself. And you are able to do anything because you're not pressured by it. That's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in my shower. When I go to bed, I leave my troubles in the shower. So, have a lovely afternoon. I love you very much.